Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Dr. April Longley Ali, Deputy Program Director for the Middle East and North Africa and a Yemen specialist at the International Crisis Group. Dr. Ali, Saudi Arabia recently brokered something of a truce between two forces it's been fighting alongside in the ongoing battle against Iran-backed Houthi rebels. This is to say the Yemeni government, which is in semi-exile, and southern secessionists. Does this mean the three will now get back to the business of fighting the Houthis?
That's a good question. The Riyadh Agreement, as it's called, is an agreement between the Yemeni government, as you say, and southern separatists, which have nominally been on the same side throughout this war against the Houthis. But in August, essentially the separatists turned their guns on the Hadi government, and they have very different political goals in the context of Yemen. So Riyadh stepped in and essentially brokered an agreement between these nominal allies and brought them back on the same table for the time being. And by doing that, they avoided a civil war within a civil war within Yemen. And they opened up the opportunity to pivot to peace, possibly. But the other course that this could go is a renewed effort to push back against the Houthis.
It seems that when we heard that the secessionists had started turning against the government troops, especially in Aden, that this seemed to coincide with word coming from the United Arab Emirates, which has been involved alongside the Saudis in running the anti-Houthi coalition, that the United Arab Emirates has kind of lost its appetite for the war and has been scaling back its efforts. These two things seem to happen at the same time. Is there any connection?
As the UAE was perceived to be redeploying out of the south as part of this kind of larger picture that it had about its stance in Yemen, I think that that was related to a sense among Yemeni actors that there was this reshuffling of the balance of power there, possibly a void to fill. So that was part probably of the calculation of the ground on Yemeni actors. The actual violence between the two sides was sparked by the death of a separatist commander, which the Houthis claimed, but which the southern separatists, the STC as they're called, believed the government had a hand in. So that was the actual trigger of the conflict.
You are listening to Dr. April Longley Ali, Deputy Program Director for the Middle East and North Africa and a Yemen specialist at the International Crisis Group. Dr. Ali, you wrote in a recent article appearing in Foreign Policy magazine that, quote, more pragmatic voices among the Houthi leadership need a lifeline, end quote. We don't often hear the word pragmatic in the same breath as Houthi. Would you define this pragmatism, especially what it might mean for Yemen's long civil war and all the misery it's caused?
Yemen is a place where pragmatism actually abounds in all the different warring factions within the country. And actually Yemen and Yemeni political groups have a reputation of being able to shift their political positions based on opportunities. And the Houthis are no different. So they have a certain part of the movement that seemed to have been uncomfortable, or reportedly, from what we've heard, with the trajectory regionally after the attacks on Saudi Arabia. So the sense that the region was being, and in Yemen, as part of it, being pulled further and further into this combustible conflict between Iran and Saudi Arabia. So pragmatists in the group reached out after that attack on Abqaiq, which interestingly enough, the Houthis claimed responsibility for. However, Saudi Arabia, the U.S., other European governments quickly said the Houthis were not responsible for that attack and quickly blamed Iran. But pragmatists in the movement after that attack, again, reached out and offered a unilateral suspension of all strikes into Saudi Arabia. So after that offer, Saudi Arabia responded positively. So what we saw since the unilateral ceasefire offer from the Houthis is this gradual de-escalation, or this nascent de-escalation process beginning to take shape between the Houthis and Saudi Arabia that had to do with a halt to strikes from the Houthi side into Saudi territory, a gradual reduction, it seems, from the Saudi side into Yemen, and also the easing of some of the restrictions on imports, particularly fuel imports in the month of October, and November.
And by lifeline, you basically mean to give the pragmatists among the Houthis a little bit of a boost among their people, and that perhaps they can lead things in a more pragmatic way?
There's one perspective within the Houthi movement that it is possible to wind down this war, that it is also possible to keep Yemen potentially out of this of a larger regional conflagration. There are also voices in the movement that are more hardline. We've spoken with some in this particular group who feel that a regional conflagration, a fight between Saudi Arabia and its allies and Iran would work to their advantage because it would take pressure off of Yemen. However, the group that has offered that de-escalation would want a different path and would want, again, a de-escalation between themselves and Saudi Arabia that would open a door to a potential settlement.
Dr. April Longley-Ali, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.